This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's a new game show on NBC called The Wall. And no, it's not a reference to that wall. It more resembles the Japanese pachinko game, if you're familiar with that. Contestants have to answer trivia questions to win big money. LeBron James is one of the executive producers, and it's hosted by Chris Hardwick. He's founder of the Nerdist Empire, podcaster, host on Comedy Central, AMC, what feels like a million other jobs. Anyway, he came in to talk about the show. Hi, Chris.
This is Chris Hardwick.
All right, so...
You're listening to Marketplace.
I'm in charge.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Okay, so I want to ask you, first off, about this new show you're doing, because I watched some of it and it gave me a tremendous anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Can you explain what it is and also why you're doing it with LeBron James?
Well, the show is called The Wall, and it's pretty much based on pachinko, this Japanese vertical pinball.
Right.
Of course, I'm sure you've seen Plinko on Price is
it
Right, or
like
you've
Plinko.
Seen other, you know, but it's all based on pachinko, which is still very popular. I went to Japan for my honeymoon, my wife and I, and they still have huge pachinko casinos there, to the extent that I bought one and had it sent back. I bought a Star Wars pachinko machine. They've become very advanced now. And LeBron was producing this show called The Wall, created by a guy named Andrew Glassman. And they came to me and said, hey, would you be interested in hosting this?
And you said, I don't have enough jobs?
Well, I said, well, I'm, you know, my schedule's very full at the moment. It's complicated at the moment.
I asked my Twitter feed what they wanted to know from you. And like four different people came up with some variation of, are you spreading yourself too thin?
No, I'm actually, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I don't know if I have the perspective to make, you know, an educated analysis of that. I don't think I'm spreading myself too.
Well, I mean, how would you know?
How would you know? But I do know that I'm a fairly excellent time manager. I started trying to construct this career that was built off of a bunch of sort of part-time jobs. Everything's very modular. And so sometimes when people see everything at once, they just think, oh, you're doing that all at the same time. But
right.
It's not everything is live. So it's all manageable.
So you have this little empire. You sold it.
Yeah, to Legendary Entertainment in 2012.
How would you describe what you do?
You mean on a macro scale
yeah.
or at Nerdist?
No, on a macro scale.
I don't know. I mean, when people say, what do you do? I say I'm a stand-up. You know, that's always my first love. That was always the thing that I started doing before anything else.
Someone made the somewhat snide comment, Ryan Seacrest for nerd.
You know what? It doesn't bother me. I see that all the time. I mean, Ryan's a nice guy, and he's definitely built. I mean, you know, it's like an order of magnitude for what he's built. But also, you know, I don't ever take it as an insult. I take it as a compliment. Like, oh, you're doing a lot of different things, and you happen to, you know, have this subset of culture that you are mainly focused on.
Yeah.
I mean, niche, but not, I don't think niche means small. I just think it means
how would you describe that subset of culture?
I mean, it's, you know, I would say nerd folk. I obviously, and this is ironic coming from someone who started a thing called Nerdist. I mean, I think the ubiquity of the word nerd now, it has somewhat, it's diluted its, you know, overall meaning, but it doesn't really bother me because a lot of people will complain. The proto-nerds will complain, like, well, if you go to Comic-Con now, it's just all, you know, it's not just for comics anymore.
Right, it's
and
big it's, movies.
There's fringe people yeah. and what. And I kind of feel like, well, hey, I think it's great that it's inclusive, and I'm happy that it's more mainstream because, you know, we get a huge budget Avengers movie or we'll get, you know, or Deadpool. We'll get a Deadpool movie when that never would have happened before. But I think sometimes what happens, particularly in nerd culture, is that if you grow up feeling different or if you're ostracized, and in my case, I feel I was very socially ostracized, then the reaction to that can be, well, I'm going to build a thing that no one else can come into. But my reaction was more, oh, I don't ever want anyone to feel ashamed about what they're into or feel cut out or left out. And so I think if you watch anything that I do or listen to anything that I do, I believe that it's all very inclusive.
I mean, come on, you're famous now. Do you still feel ostracized?
I think you always feel like you're a version of yourself that's somewhere between 13 and 16. The sort of projection of our ego is this 15-year-old kid. I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, I could perform, you know, I've done stand-up for 20,000 people. But if I'm at a party, sometimes one-on-one, I feel very uncomfortable talking to people one-on-one. I still feel that sort of, I shouldn't be here, I don't belong here, everyone else knows something I don't, they're going to ask me to leave. But I still feel, I mean, Paul McCartney was on the podcast and he talked about having imposter syndrome until quite recently. I'm like, are you serious? But he really, you know, I just, so I still feel a lot of those things.
Chris Hardwick, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.